This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. Here's the reason Republican consultant Karl Rove once spent time courting the Hispanic vote. It's the same reason President Obama worked to win Hispanics in 2008, and why both presidential candidates have spent $11 million on ads targeting them in 2012, a big increase. Each election, the share of the Hispanic vote in a few vital states gets a little larger. To understand what that means, we'll focus this morning on one swing state. NPR's Greg Allen reports from North Carolina.
Over the last decade, the number of Hispanics in North Carolina has more than doubled to nearly a million. In Raleigh, Latinos now make up about 10% of the city's population. In the Brentwood neighborhood, many shop at International Foods, Su Tienda Hispana, your Hispanic store. Many are Mexicans and Central Americans, former migrant or seasonal workers who brought their families here and settled down. There are also a lot of Puerto Ricans, people like Angel Delgado.
Yeah, I'm going to vote.
Yeah. Have you decided yet who you're going to vote for?
Yeah, oh yeah. I'm voting for Obama. He's the only one that's been doing something for, people that, that need help. What I'm saying?
4 years ago, more than two-thirds of Hispanic voters supported President Obama. And in North Carolina, it made a difference. Latinos make up just about 3% of the electorate here, but Mr. Obama ended up winning the state by just 14,000 votes. Since then, the number of Hispanics registered to vote has doubled in North Carolina. The Obama campaign is counting on them once again. The campaign has been working for months to organize the Latino vote with phone banking, canvassing, and registering new voters in Hispanic neighborhoods. With North Carolina crucial to a Romney victory, his campaign is also working to win over Latinos.
Soy Craig Romney. Quiero decirles como piensa mi padre Mitt Romney. Él valora mucho que somos una nación de inmigrantes.
That's one of several Spanish language ads the Romney campaign has been running in Raleigh. It features Mr. Romney's son Craig, a fluent Spanish speaker, talking about his father, who he describes as the son of an immigrant from Mexico. Mitt Romney's father, George, was born there to American parents and came to the U.S. as a child. The Obama campaign isn't running Spanish language ads on broadcast TV in Raleigh, instead counting on its ground game to get out the Hispanic vote. The Romney campaign is also working on mobilizing Hispanics. At Republican headquarters in Raleigh, Peter Agiaflacides has been volunteering with the Romney campaign, making phone calls to fellow Hispanics. Agiaflacides is a marketing and advertising executive, half Greek and half Cuban. He believes Latinos who listen should respond to Governor Romney's economic message.
If the Hispanics see what the real story is out there, unemployment right now is 8.1%, but in the Hispanic community, it's 10.2%. People aren't working, and more Hispanics aren't working, so where are we going to get the jobs?
Polls show that the economy is the number one issue for Hispanic voters, as it is for voters generally. But immigration also remains an important issue for Hispanics. Farrell Guillory, director of the Program on Public Life at the University of North Carolina, says for Romney, that's a problem.
The Romney campaign has the disadvantage that much of the anti-immigrant legislation in the South has been sponsored by Republicans.
Romney himself took a hard line against illegal immigration during the primaries. Now, in the Spanish language ads running in North Carolina, the Romney campaign touts its candidate's biography, his economic plans, his promise to repeal Obamacare, but says little about immigration. Arlene Nugent is a Latina, formerly in the military, who says she was drawn to Mitt Romney out of concern about the growing U.S. debt. She does phone banking with the campaign and talks to friends and relatives. She's concerned, though, that many Latinos she encounters already seem wedded to the Democratic Party.
I do believe that some people are in their political party either by family history, family tradition, racial pride, and because of that, they just vote by habit, as opposed to being informed.
That could be a problem for Republicans in North Carolina this year and in future elections. The median age in North Carolina's fast-growing Hispanic population is just 23, and most of the population growth is now fueled not by immigration, but by births. Because of the language barrier, attachment to their home countries, and the fact that many are here illegally, Latinos have been slow to engage politically in North Carolina. But Gabriela Zabala, a Democratic activist who moved to Raleigh from Ecuador more than 30 years ago, says that's changing. With the last election, and now this one, she says, Hispanics are becoming involved politically.
We're just growing up, and it will be time when we become very mature and things will change.
Zabala is predicting a big turnout among Hispanics come November, one that she believes may help determine the outcome of the election. Greg Allen, NPR News.